Hey, you got Fox here. Today I got a Muttmen episode number 102. And as always, I'm joined by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
We doing good today, man. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I was a little tired, and then you kind of got me woken up. I maybe have a little bit of coffee here too. How are you doing? What text message do we have this week?
All right, so the text message happened last weekend. So I went to saw Black Panther a couple weeks ago. Great movie, by the way. If you guys haven't seen it, go see it. Otherwise, somebody spoils a movie, you can't get mad. Like, it's been 3 weeks at this point. Like, go watch a movie or don't.
You don't spoil it, right? You're not going to spoil it, are you?
I should, but people will probably get mad at me.
Stop.
I'm not going to say anything about okay.
The bleep. Stop.
What? I didn't say anything.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't say anything. That's not in the trailer. So you're good.
You understand, like, people, I didn't even see that. I don't like to watch trailers because they give away too much of movies,
too. You're one of those guys that don't watch trailers either?
Yeah, it's because they give away so much of the plot in the trailers. I guarantee just half the audience just turned off the podcast because if we're going to spoil what, like, the biggest movie of the year.
I mean, you can censor it out. Just go bleep, 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 bleep. Nobody heard anything. Just put some bleeps in the background. I didn't say anything that's crazy. But okay, so we saw Black Panther, and then like the week after that, I went to this comedy club, which I go to like frequently because tickets are cheap. We get free tickets all the time. It's a 2-drink minimum. I had 4 drinks, and I haven't drank since Orlando since I got stupid drunk out there. And so I was kind of detoxing my body, and then I drank a lot, and I was kind of lit off of 4 drinks. I think they might have given me doubles without me asking. I'm not going to lie.
It's okay to be a lightweight, Tex.
I don't know what happened. Usually I'm good, but I was for some reason just gone. And so we were leaving and going to get something to eat. We went to IHOP, which is like the spot to go to. And then I was sitting there getting ready to pay my tab, and then this random person walked up near me. I freaked out, and one of the lines in that movie Black Panther, which is why I was mentioning it on the front end, you haven't seen it, so I can't really say it, but I called said person that walked up on me one of those names, and almost got into a fight. But we're good, though. We're good. So nothing happened. I went home and went to sleep.
So you almost picked a drunk fight with somebody because you called them a name.
Yeah, I wasn't even that drunk. I was uninhibited. I just didn't care what I was saying. I should have said it.
Yeah, that's
basically. But it slipped
drunk.
Out.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. My friends thought it was funny. The guy that I said it to didn't think it was that funny. So, the movie, it starts with a C. It is
how many of those? How many were on their side versus your side?
Oh, just one guy. It was one guy. It was him and his girlfriend that were there. And I think he took objection because we were all laughing at him. I don't think he was mad at the joke. I think he was mad that we were all laughing. So I think he felt like we were picking on him. And he had to stand up for himself. And he's in front of his girl. You know how things are. In front of your girl, you got to kind of protect her honor, even though, like, we didn't come at her. You just wanted to look tough in front of his woman. I don't think he really wanted to fight.
Yeah, you got to save face. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah,
so basically you're admitting to everybody that you're an IRL bully.
I mean, I used to be, but, like, now, I mean, I'm too old to be a bully, bro. I go to jail. Like, I'm way too old to be a bully now. If you're 17, 18, you can do what you want, but, like, I'm 27, 26, about to be 27. I can't be out here bullying anybody. That's 5'10".
I mean, bullying it's words, right? In high school, yeah, you can shove people. Or actually nowadays, don't you get, like, expelled for touching other people?
Yeah, which is funny. Like, I don't understand how schools do that. Like, the punishment for fighting is to not go to school, which is like a punishment, which is like a reward for some kids.
Yeah, but like I've got a whole spiel on that thing. Let's get to Mutt here though.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
Texas, yeah. So that was an interesting text message. We'll bring back to more nonsense near the end of the pod. So let's go through the agenda right away. Mutt draft, getting an update. Sets, NFL replay, Madden 19 wish list, Texas versus a moderator from my stream, which is an interesting game. Maybe some of the exploits in competitive Madden, the combine promo, the developers of old school Mutt, and then I do want to talk about Mutt versus Diamond Dynasty, and then we'll get into the comments and questions from last week. If you guys have any questions you guys want answered for the pod next week, put them in the description, or not in the description, in the comments of this video, and then me and Tex will go through them, and we'll pick out the best ones and answer or discuss your questions next week on the pod. So let's get into the first one.
What? Also, people on iTunes, leave us a rating.
All right.
Please.
That's right. We got to pump ourselves a little bit more. We got to sell ourselves.
If you guys are listening to us on YouTube, stop, leave a like, let the video play in the background, no sound. Listen to us on iTunes. Go for a jog. Go to lunch. Go to a restaurant. Sit there and listen to us on a podcast on iTunes and leave us a rating. 5 stars, please.
Yeah. We need that juice that sustains us. That's the only thing we live off of.
We get some reviews. We get some sponsors. We get some money in our pocket, and we can make. Well, we just want money, really. I'm lying. We don't really want that.
I mean, the money. I'd probably spend 75% of it on women and booze, and just waste the rest. So.
Yes. So let us do that. Let's get some drunk gut fox stories. Some foxy sex. No, I almost said foxy sex, which is weird. I try to think of foxy, and like, you know, I got text med, which sounds perfect. What can I do for fox? That's like a foxtrot. No, that doesn't make any sense.
That's not bad.
I'll think of something that's better.
Okay. All right. So the Mutt Draft getting an update. So we saw today, Crailo provided a little update, like a kind of like a teaser, a soon to come update the draft champions and the rewards. What do you think, Tex?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I thought at first it was updated today, so I went into Draft Champions and I saw it was still season 3. I was like, oh, so this is forthcoming. It's not out right now.
Yeah, maybe I should explain what the update is going to be. Basically, they're doing the bare minimum. They updated the player pool. They updated the player pool and they updated the rewards to like.
You just kind of shit on them like that.
What are you talking about?
Like, they just did the bare minimum. Like that's the way to sell it.
I'm not here to sell their game. They got to do that. Like seriously, this I don't want to. I don't. Okay, this is me being text from last week.
I got you.
Yeah, where it's like this should have been done months ago. Like all they did was, this should have been happening weekly, where they update the player pool. I guess better late than never. So I'm not gonna be too angry about it. They also included a stud round. Basically, you're gonna get one player 95 overall and higher. And then your old reward structures, like, you know, 4 wins, you'd get 20,000 coins and elite player pack. With the new structure, you get a choice of 60,000 coins or a legend fantasy pack and your tickets back. So the rewards now actually match the effort you put in, which is really nice. And I guess that's it, right? I mean, that's all we want. Like, it doesn't say how frequently they're going to update the player pool or anything like that. So it could easily, like, remember, this is why I'm so skeptical of this, because they did the same thing in 17, where basically they said, all right, Mutt Drafts are updated. Isn't this great? And then they didn't touch it again the rest of the year. What are your thoughts, Tex?
That's kind of crazy. I watched Mike's video about him going back to Madden 16, which when drafts were actually updated like weekly.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy to think that Madden 16 drafts were at this point better than Madden 17, 18 drafts because of the player pool not being updated. Looking at what they're doing with it right now, I'm kind of annoyed by the coins for 4 wins. It's 90K for a Legends Fantasy Pack, but we only get 60K in coins. Like, what are we doing?
Well, that's a good point. But they know that the packs never return the coin value. That's why we always say don't buy packs with coins.
Yeah, I know that, but like at least because you get more coins actually because the tickets you get back. Now you get back your 15,000 coins and tickets because you can go ahead and get 5 tickets for winning 3 or 4 games. I just really wish that they would just give you the 90K choice or the pack, because I'm probably going to choose the pack more than the coins because I'm a moron. But I would choose 90K. 60K, I'm like, 60K ain't that much. Ain't that much in the grand scheme of things. But it's actually kind of cool that they actually updated their reward structure. Now, the Legend Fantasy Pack's not really great considering that, I mean, I pull those packs weekly. I'm going to stop now with the coins. And literally, like, there's not anything in those packs unless you pull a full legend. And if you pull a full legend, it's not going to make your coins back. Like, you're going to bank a point a limited time or 90. Wait. What cards in this game right now that can you pull that will guarantee you your coins back?
Out of Legend Fantasy Pack?
Yeah, outside of limited times. And because even
any full legend.
Mike Singletary's not going for that much.
I was thinking Ultimate Legends for some reason.
Ultimate Legends, because like 94, 93, obviously. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. And so those packs really aren't like super great. So I wish they'd give us 90K coins to be equivalent to what that pack normally costs. But what do I know?
Yeah, what the great thing about this update is, though, it provides guys that want to do free-to-play and only play head-to-head an opportunity to build your team through that. So if you can go three or four wins every single time, get your tickets back. You can continually churn through 15 to 60K over and over. So it's actually pretty nice. The problem is you can't lose. You can only lose after three wins. So if you lose at one or two wins, you'll have to scrape up. Well, I guess you'll have to lose 15,000 more coins. But so
Well, you also get your coins back too, right? Because I think it's 15K coins, so you can just use those coins to put back in the ticket. So
yeah, if you get two wins, yeah, you're right. You get the 15,000 coins. You can buy tickets with that. So I guess as long as you don't lose after one win, or if you lose at zero or one, you can't keep going. But if you do that, then you can.
Also, a cool thing about this is that I know some people aren't really mentioning is that this is better than Weekend League right now, reward wise, time wise.
It depends four on how good of the
gets you 60K. Well, four wins technically gets you 75K.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Weekend league to get
like, but guys
got,
are pulling
I got,
like
I got 9 wins last week, I got 15K.
Yeah, but that's weekend league. To get rewards in weekend league, you need to be one of the top 100.
I know.
And then you need to be top 100 monthly. You got to add into that too.
I understand. I factor that in too. But like, so if you win, let's say we go 4-0 six times. What's okay. 6 times 75?
Yeah. 150, 300, so 600K? Wait.
450. Wait, no. 450. 450K.
450, sorry.
Yeah. That's better than weekend league. Because you're more than likely not going to go 25-0 in weekend league. Draft champ is a little bit different because the teams are all random. You know, you're getting better and you're going to be able to play against guys that have better teams than you typically. It's more of an even playing field because you're not going to get a bunch of guys 91 zone out there. You're not going to get a bunch of guys with high pass block shit. So if you're pretty decent at like using bad players and you can win, like you're going to be getting a lot of coins out of it. Plus, it's not going to be as ridiculous as like weekend league is when people run in the same couple of plays because of the playbook aspect. Not everybody had their favorite playbook.
I thought that same thing when last year we were talking about like competitive Madden and draft champions. Like, oh, well, they'll be using more plays. No, it's because Bunch is in every single playbook. That's what we see all the time.
That is true. That is true.
You're still going to be saying a lot. You won't be seeing West Coast Bunch, which is the hardest bunch, but you'll still be seeing a lot of the same plays. Like, Deuce Close is in a ton of playbooks.
True, but you also may not be seeing a lot of – we got to see what the pool look like, but you may not be seeing a lot of guys like 95, 97, 99 speed receivers out here running that play. Plus, since you put that video out about how to invert your cover too, like, I don't get beat deep anymore, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Tex.
I feel like Draft Champion, I feel like I'd much rather spend my entire weekend playing that because the coin reward is great. I can just go buy the player, and it's not going to be as sweaty as what Weekend League is because the first 10 games are easy, then the last 15 are just the most repulsive thing in the world.
Yeah. Maybe I should – I don't know. I'm thinking this is really – if I had more time, mm-hmm. I would totally start up a series of a free-to-play head-to-head account just doing this. Mm-hmm. And building a team through this stuff, but the fact that MLB is coming out and I'm just generally out of time. Yeah,
I wonder. You think EA drops this Draft Champions update the day MLB comes out, or you think it this week?
I think they're traditionally their counter to MLB has been golden tickets.
Yeah,
and I don't know if they need more than golden tickets to counter it, but I could see this being like, obviously, what's MLB come out in? And I want to talk about MLB The Show here in a little bit, but MLB The Show comes out in 2.5 weeks.
Yep,
so, what's that?
20 days, right? Or is it 16 days now?
It's well, the early access is the 23rd, so that's what I just said.
You.
Yeah,
got
that's
you.
What I figured.
17 days.
Yeah. So, I can see this coming out before then to try and keep people, but, and then they'll counter again with the golden tickets on the 23rd or something, but actually the 23rd is kind of earlier than they normally do golden tickets. That's normally in April.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll see. Anyways, I think overall this is a move in the right direction. I think the account update Draft Champions did a wonderful job pushing it. We tried to on the podcast about pushing the update, and EA listened to the community. So I got to commend them for that. Why not?
Don't commend them for not doing their job for 3 months and then now doing it. It's not even done yet, by the way. I'm so mad because I was about to make a video today like just saying, thank you, EA, for finally updating Draft Champions. It's been 3 months, which is also 2,190 hours, which is also 131,400 minutes, and also 7.884 EP plus six, whatever the hell that is, seconds. But no, they ain't updated yet, so don't give him no credit, bro. Don't give RG Mad no credit for not doing his job for 3 months.
All right, fine. I formally withdraw my credit.
Yes, no credit is given until credit is earned, and they ain't earned no credit.
Yeah, we'll see.
They got detention.
No credit. Put him in the corner.
Yeah.
Get a dunce hat.
Go stand in the corner until I tell you to go sit down.
I like it. I like the enthusiasm. So we'll go with that. Yeah. wait till it's actually updated before we give credit.
I'm telling you.
Because I was.
Go ahead.
What's up? I was gonna be excited to play it tonight on stream, but yeah, you're right. We can't.
Yeah, I was too. I was like, oh, I'm about to make a video, have some fun with this because new rounds. I really want to see if they do it this week or if they wait till maybe the show comes out. Because I want to see what EA does. Because the fact that we don't know what they're going to do lets us know, like, okay, this company's just kind of backwards at times.
Do you think this game needs to have the free draft champions back in it?
Yeah, I think it needs to have a lot of stuff that we had in years past to just keep us entertained. The free draft was cool to entice players to get into the game. And people, I feel bad for guys who go into Madden Weekend League with an 85 overall team. I don't even know why you're trying to qualify at that point. Like you may be good, but your players aren't. So if they had draft champions where people can actually get on and grind and earn some coins, if they're with a team that's comparable to their opponents, like I think that'll help a lot of people out with the whole free-to-play aspect. But the way they have it right now is you got to have 15,000 coins. Some people aren't willing to spend 15K just to go into a game where they may get lagged out or where they may play a guy running where they can't like get a bad draft and they got a bad team they got to go in there with. So that a free draft, people would be probably more inclined to actually build their team up for their regular roster. I don't understand how dudes be out here with like 85 overall Super Bowl legends. Like, what are you doing? Like, they're not going to beat me. I understand you want to play Weekend League, but if they had a mode that they could play and earn rewards, draft champions would be that mode. But it's just something they decided they didn't want to bring back.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because we've seen, my personal experience, I think I've seen a lot of the more casual, maybe the more younger crowd go to like CFM this year because it's the free-to-play mode left in Madden. Like, you can't free-to-play draft. You can't free-to-play mutt. Well, you can. You got to do a lot of grinding. But like the more casual modes, the CFM, and as you've seen, the CFM YouTubers really blow up in subscribers because people are playing that mode. Whereas like last year, you saw the subscriber base for a lot of guys blow up because of mutt drafts being – or no, was it last year or 2 years ago? 2 years ago when they really blew up. 2 years ago
was mutt draft. A lot of themed mutt drafts, and people were just enjoying the stuff that was going on with it.
Yeah.
The only person that uploads mutt draft consistently is still CK. The only one that still does it.
So his dedication to the mode is finally going to pay off with everybody's going to stream back to it, right?
It's finally going to be able to like get some better teams and draft some get some higher overall players to play with, which is good for him.
Yeah, how sick of is he using like a week one team of the week guys?
Chris Thompson, Thanksgiving running back. Like, yo, come on now.
Again and again and again. All right, so nice. Mutt draft update coming. All right, so you mentioned slightly before the podcast. Actually, we talked quite a bit before the podcast tonight. We were kind of on a roll. Sets and how EA is able to develop a way for us always to break even on sets. You wanted to talk about that?
Yeah, so I'm over here looking at the replay set, which I didn't even know they had an exchange set in the game, which again, that's EA trolling us because we've asked for 90 overall exchange sets for Nat Elites. We haven't got those yet. But then they let us exchange these replay cards for higher overall. So if you didn't know what the set is, like I didn't, 85 to 88 for 90 to 92, which is, it seems stupid. Like you're putting in four cards for one. But for some reason, you break even unless you pull the best card or maybe in some cases the worst card in the set. So this week is the Kelechi Osimile. And who's the other guy? Oh, Chuck. Trashiest safety in the game.
Patrick Chung. Yep.
He's not fast. He has good hit power, but no block shit. Like, yo, he's not doing anything in run support. And so I was looking at the set. I'm like, okay, let me see what was going on here. So I was looking at the Osimile exchange set for the 85 to 88, and it was like, I think 70K to do the set, maybe 80K to do the set. And there's only one card you could pull to lose coins. There was two where you would break even. I'm like, how do they do that constantly? Then the same thing with the Chung set. There was three cards that you could pull where you would break even. I'm just like, how are their economies that good to determine the rates of cards and how they're pulled to make these sets all break even? Like, every card was going for like 20. Like, the big card is 25K, everything else is 15. And so if you pull the either one, you're basically just breaking even, which I'm trying to figure out how the hell they do that so well.
Yeah, I mean, after a while, it becomes experience, and then sometimes they don't even have to do too much. If you throw it in the game, and there's, like, say, the gold tokens and silver tokens, whatever, equal a certain amount of value, like, the market will adjust itself to an equilibrium. So it'll get to a point where it's no longer super profitable, and no longer, like, you won't lose a lot of coins, because basically people in this market, in Mutt, will keep doing it until it no longer, like, breaks them even, and then they'll stop, and then that's kind of when, like, the equilibrium takes into effect. It's kind of like, you know, supply and demand curves and stuff like that.
Yeah, it just seems kind of funny because, like, it's just kind of a marvel to watch. Like, I'm not an economist. I didn't go to school. I'm not really good. I was good at math, but I wasn't, like, that good at math. Like, just college algebra was, like, well, I was my shit. I was a tutor, but then fractions kill me. and so I'm over here like, this is really crazy that, like,
You were a tutor and fractions killed you.
Yeah, like, fractions kill me, man. Like, I used to say my friends make a third of what I make. I mean, used to make fractions of what I make, but they make 10/3 more.
Like, stuff like that. Three and a third more time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It didn't make any sense. But yeah, it's kind of just like, I'm looking at all this. I'm like, how is it always break even? No matter what you do, the Clash of Assimilate set. There's a few cases. I think you did a set this weekend for Warren Moon.
Yeah.
And you made coins.
Yeah,
because Warren Moon set would have cost you less, but it's very few examples of you being able to do that in Madden this year. Basically, if you do the set, it's just like buying the car off the auction block. Like, you doing a set honestly just gives you more time into the game of going to the auction block and buying five cards or buying seven cards. Chris Johnson's kind of the same way, where now I think you lose coins because Chris Johnson's going for much less. But before, I think you could break even because you could auction off the 296s. That you picked.
Yeah, because people figured it out and were like, I'll get these NATs for free, essentially.
Yeah, and so they're good at their job, bro. I mean, a little too good, thank you, I guess.
I think it's not as
last year's was.
Yeah, it's not. It's been the same thing for years now. They've been making these sets. I would, like you said to me with Draft Champions, don't give this person any credit. This person.
Yeah.
Is the reason we have NAT 18. This person is the reason why we don't have good pack odds, I assume, because they can't make them too, what's the word I'm looking for, good, or else it'll crash the market. Like, this person is behind the Mutt economy, and sets themselves, like I said, naturally even out with people doing them one way versus the other. So, like, because, like, they'll keep doing them until they hit the equilibrium. So, the economist behind their whatever, what's that? Why can't I think of the Wicked Witch of the West? What's that?
Oh, you thought, like, thinking of Wizard of Oz behind the curtain?
Yeah, behind the curtain. Yeah. Was it colored? Was it like a red curtain?
I think it might have been red or green.
Red or green, yeah. So behind their red curtain or whatever they sit behind, I don't think they deserve any credit. Like, just well, because the sets equal themselves
was
out.
Like, I think he was more so like, not serious. I was like, thank you for just making me not lose coins as much, I guess, anymore. Making these sets not fun to upgrade to.
Okay. So thank this is kind of like this is kind of like a drunk at an IHOP at 2 a.m. We're making fun of him.
Yeah. So is this guy.
If this person ever wants to come on here and defend their honor, we'd be more than welcome to have him.
Yeah. It's funny thing about it, though. There's only two sets in the game right now where he actually is kind of worth the risk it. It's the Von Miller set and the Aaron Rodgers set.
Because for the replays?
Because the Kerrigan's 190K.
Okay.
And then the Cushing 75 and the Loka 75, and it costs 75 to do the set.
so you can make some pretty, yeah.
If you get lucky, you may not pull the damn card you want, but you can just basically doing that set and then losing 5K. If you pull Kerrigan, you make profit.
No, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Tip.
Too many cards to buy.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically another gamble, right? This game's there's not many sets that'll make you money guaranteed. No, it's always a gamble.
Which is one thing I was talking to Vic about. I was like, yo, they really are not. There's no fun sets to do. Like, flashbacks are here. Motivators are here. What do you call this? Veterans are here. But they don't upgrade these things frequently enough for me to want to risk my stuff on it. Like, risk doing.
So why don't you think we're getting that, like, frequent of updates for a lot of these things? Is it just the crew that's still on 18? It's like nobody left.
I think it's that, and plus they're probably saving it for something else down the line. Like this company likes, they probably are planning stuff out in the future. So I would think that we'll get flashbacks eventually. I'm not too sure when that would be. I'd like to maybe get motivated soon. I just think they're probably saving it for, like, maybe to combat another game. Like, maybe when they drop MLB The Show, instead of getting golden tickets, we'll get an influx of motivators and flashbacks and veterans and token other players like that.
Yeah, that's not going to keep anybody from going over.
No, it'll keep you for 5 minutes, though. Then I'll go fucking pull my free packs that I bought, and I'll build my Diamond Dynasty club.
I feel like we use the word free differently.
I mean,
you said my free packs that I bought.
Yeah.
How is that free?
It's free.
That's clickbait.
It's YouTube, tax write-off.
Oh, true.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you totally fucked me up there. Yeah.
It's like my tongue out at you right now. You can't even see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're still sharing your screen with me, so I can tell you're not looking at porn. Yeah,
you just see my audio?
Yeah, I just see the audio streaming back and forth. No, I lost it. I was going to expose you. So the NFL replay, you also mentioned, and this is something you brought up, so I want to give you the opportunity to explain the power up issue with this most recent
NFL replay. Yes, thank you for letting me have the floor. So even though you are right about doing power ups, people still do them. So this is probably important to a few people, especially Raider fans. So Clecio Simile drops today, which for the NFL replays, 96 overall left guard. Pretty cool. Secure protector, move the sticks, dope card. The big deal about it is if you are a Raiders fan and you powered up the other Kelechio Simile and new one came out, he's on a different team. So I was wondering, what is EA going to do to combat this issue that they may not fix? So because if you have Raiders team training and you really wanted him on your line for the plus one boost and you're a Raiders fan, you want this guy in a Raiders uniform so that way you can have your team complete for your theme team. Will he be in a Raiders uniform or will he be in a Ravens uniform, which effectively kind of messes up what you've been putting together all year long? What do you think EA is going to do, Fox?
I think they should put it into the Raiders set. I think they have to, right?
I would think they would have to leave him in a Raiders uniform, and if you want to use the 96 unpowered up,
yeah,
then that's for Ravens fans. So that way,
yeah,
Raiders fans aren't getting screwed. Because even though plus ones are insignificant, it's still you're messing with my team again, and I hate that you make my team that, and you keep dicking with it.
I think they have to do it that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I would think so, because like I'm a Jags fan, so luckily a lot of the guys I got on my team are
what
in the
Jaguars fan.
I'm a Jaguars fan in Mutt. I got Jaguars team training fallback.
Oh, in Mutt.
Yeah, I'm a Jags fan. So if they drop Calais Campbell on the Cardinals, I'd be pissed because then I lose my plus one.
Yeah, they'd have to go back. Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully they go back and put him in a Raiders uniform for the powered up version, or they give you a fantasy pack where you can choose which version you want. Ravens or...
That's not a bad idea either. That'd be the first time they do Raiders. It, though. I don't think they'd do something special just for
Well, this is the first time they actually did this, though, surprisingly. Like, usually they haven't dropped... Like, Josh Norman has a flashback card to the Panthers and also a replay card for the Panthers, but he doesn't have a power-up set. This is the first time we actually had the situation where a power-up set changes teams. Well, I take that back. We got a card recently that changed teams that had a power-up set. What was it?
I don't know.
Monte Davis came out and he changed teams to the Bills, but I don't. This is the first time that they actually kind of like made a high-end card people are going to use that may affect their team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you cut me off from my dig at power ups and not paying attention or caring. Like when you only pay attention to the, I guess the smart things in life. Wow, I sound pretentious. Then you won't. I don't really care. Like I don't pay attention to power ups. Yeah. Screw them. I don't know. I have no dog in this fight.
Yeah, I don't really have one either because it affects me indirectly, but if they do my Calais Campbell and he gets the replay card and he's on the goddamn Cardinals, I'm fighting somebody.
Are you going to go down? You're just in Orlando. Are you going to fly back and try and pick a fight?
I'm banned from like Orlando, but when that year's up, bro, I'll be back.
They ran you out of town like Socrates or something, right?
I don't want a warrant for my arrest going there, so I'm just going to avoid that for a while and then go in there incognito-like and then see if I can go in the EA offices and pick a fight with somebody.
And to be fair, you have gotten past EA security before being incognito, so I think you could do it again.
I think I can, too. We'll see. I might have to come out here for this one. Just go around.
Yeah.
I might have to go super undercover.
Hey, talk about going undercover. Like, do you see... So you said you're going to PAX East. When is that?
April 4th through the 8th. I think the event's 5 through 8, but I'm going to go there Wednesday so I can see the city and sleep and then go there the next day.
You should do a video about you going out there then if people want to meet you.
Oh, definitely. If y'all in Boston and you're not racist, come hang out with me.
God damn it.
I gotta put that out there, bro. I gotta put that out there.
What are you saying about the city of Boston?
I'm not saying anything that you can't Google.
God damn it. Hey, and then are you going to EA Play again this year?
We'll see. I'm trying to get out to Atlanta or North Carolina, hang out with Vic, do some videos out there. And we're going to Vegas again, so I don't know if EA Play is in the cards unless we can actually get in. But if we do go to Los Angeles, we'll probably try to go the entire 3 days, get another one of those blue passes, and see how much trouble we can get in.
Oh, that'll be fun. I look forward to that again, yeah. to watching those things for you guys. Hey, so this is something I forgot to put on the agenda, but I wanted to talk about. Miles Garrett got an upgrade from his rookie premiere. What's the deal with that?
He's a Browns fan. I mean, he's a Browns player and he's a Browns fan that work at EA, so.
So you think this is an exception? Do you think no other rookie premier getting upgraded?
Well, I think they kind of got to at this point. They set a bad precedent upgrading Marcus Lattimore or Marshawn Lattimore. And so they kind of have to at this point upgrade every other rookie premier rookie card that comes out. Because if they don't, there's two cards that got him. One of them possibly deserved it because it was like the beginning of February, and I think the voting for the NFL honors ended in January anyway.
Yeah.
And so like that's a loophole. Garrett didn't make no damn sense. Like,
no, it really didn't.
Yeah. Didn't make no damn sense at all. So if we get another Corey Davis or Deshaun Watson, like you kind of gotta upgrade him.
I think they 100% have to.
I know they're not going to, which is kind of unfortunate because like
what. What about golden tickets?
Yeah, because golden ticket Deshaun Watson is not getting upgraded at all. I'm telling you that right now.
They have to, though. If they did this one.
They're going to figure out some way to be like, you know what? We just did it out of the goodness of our heart. We ain't doing these two.
Because they did limited Watson. So.
That's because it was in season, though.
Yeah, and then they did Garrett after the season.
Yeah, there's a lot of Browns fan work at EA. I learned that the other day when I was talking to, because that joke about like Guru has control over this. There's just a lot of Browns fans that work, a lot of losers that work at EA.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm not calling EA employees losers. I'm saying because they're Browns fans, they're losers. Like, because the Browns are losers.
Oh, I thought you were going straight for their throat, Tex. I'm disappointed.
I mean, I'm not trying to get issues because, like, maybe if I get into PAX, if I get into EA Play, right? Yeah. I don't want them bringing it. You call me a loser on a podcast.
That'd be kind of funny that they actually listen to us.
Now, what will happen is they'll listen to Craiglo because Craiglo listens to it, and then he would tell that I was talking about him.
Oh, that's true. Love you, that's Craiglo. A good point.
Yeah, I don't want. Make sure you don't misquote me.
Big fans of Craiglo here, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Craiglo, don't talk about don't tell him the trash we've just been absolutely savaging, yes. and the minimal effort stuff. Or do, I guess it doesn't really matter.
I don't mind you telling about that, because they need to hear that, but don't tell them that I call them losers.
Yeah.
Because they do not like when you call their character into question. They get mad.
Yeah, I mean, and generally, it's just rude. Like, just to call people out, like, and talk about how bad of people they are.
Okay, that's not my problem, though, sometimes. If you're a bad person, I'll call you out on it.
Well, maybe I'm thinking, like, personal attacks. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You're right. Anyways, moving on to Madden 19 wish list. So, should we do like one a week or just a couple a week? What do you want to see in Madden 19?
I think doing one a week probably be good. Post down in the comment section if you guys got any improvements as well. And if you like your idea, we'll talk about it in the next episode.
That's a good idea, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So Madden 19, what do I want to see in Madden 19? All right, so we're just going to do Madden 19 in general. I want to see a trade finder.
What does that mean?
Like, you know how 2K has a trade finder where you can do CFM, where you can just like put stuff up. Like I want Le'Veon Bell, and it spits back to you like 32 teams or maybe 50 options that you can trade Le'Veon Bell for.
They don't have that in Madden anymore.
There's no trade finder. Like, you cannot like say I want Le'Veon. I'm trading Le'Veon Bell. What am I getting back for him? And you got to like do trades like the manual way, which is like offer like 15 things until they accept.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I want to see. I want to see them actually spend time with CFM and give them guys a trade finder.
Well, Rex did commit on Twitter that they owe the CFM guys, because it's the biggest year ever for CFM, they owe them a good mode next year. So that's I think that's a realistic thing they can ask for, because that's been in Madden. That's been in football games for years. To not have that's kind of embarrassing. Like, you'll see how little I play CFM because of how bad it is. Yeah, I didn't even know there wasn't. I guess I kind of did now that you mention it, like, because I never saw it. But yeah, that's been. I mean, back in the PS2 days, they had that. I think.
Yeah, it's something that they like took out of the game, and then I think they just never brought it back because I guess they just didn't want to have to keep. Because I think it's kind of extra coding on their part to kind of get like the value on certain things, so they have to like have like,
well, they already have the available. I mean, there's already value assigned to each one of these players based on their logarithm or their formulas and stuff, so it's already there. It's just kind of collecting it and spitting out value on the other side for the game.
It's doing more work where you have to get all that to pop up in a format that's readable to people to be able to like, okay, I'll do that deal.
Yeah, I mean, head coach 08 and 09. It has to be consistent too. Yeah.
So it's just a lot of stuff they probably haven't even worked on this year, or probably in like 5 years.
Yeah. Head coach 08 and 09 had that, and it was super nice. I like that. Even with like draft picks and stuff. I love that game. Anyways, so my Madden 19 wish list, I'm still going to bring back, and then I've talked about this in the podcast a lot, is the Tavern Brawl idea, kind of a wacky mode each week where, like, you know, 7-on-7 one week, and then next week it's a different type of, like, I don't know, like, versus, like, both teams have Santa and his elves, but it's like 2 minute quarters, very casual. Maybe you get like a pack or two if you win. Something just casual and fun to bring into Mutt, or in a way to use their cards. Maybe I don't know what else, like a larger field if they could do that, or lower gravity so that the quarterback can throw the ball forever or stuff like that. Low gravity would have like high kick power too. So it's just, I don't know, casual stuff like that.
It'd be kind of interesting to see, because it'd be fun to do weekly stuff on and get to see how creative EA can get. Because that's what Fortnite is doing. Fortnite is just putting out Fortnite is just being creative. Like, every week they try to like one up themselves.
And it's amazing to watch.
It really is. It really is a joy to watch. Speaking of something you got to see in Madden next year, it's more celebrations that you can equip or buy or whatever they want to do.
Yeah, like the Make It Rain celebration that Fortnite put out. Everybody's loving
Madden. Madden doesn't have, but I know Aaron Hernandez used to do that a lot. Something with LeSean McCoy. They would open the safe, take the money out, and make it rain. So dope.
That'd be cool if they did it like was it Ocho Cinco? Oh no, T.O. that brought the thing out of his sock, the pen. Mm-hmm. And then signed the autograph. Yeah. It'd be cool if they had like a stack. They brought a stack of dollar bills out of like their pads and then did it.
It'd be dope. It'd be kind of cool if they had celebrations just for certain like people that you only could be on those people that are SDS sensitive by using that player. Like, imagine using that Chad and calling somebody, or using that Terrell Owens if he ever gets into Madden, running to the Cowboy Star in that stadium and just standing there.
I want the Moss Moon.
I'd be extra insensitive to use those players. The Moss Moon and then the Moss, what's the thing he does where he like clears it out? I don't know what that celebration is, where he just like opens something. He busts out.
I don't know.
I don't know what you call that. He's like, he just puts his hands together, palms facing out, and just goes, whatever the hell they call that. I don't know what they call that.
It's like swimming or something?
It's kind of like swimming. I don't know what it is. I don't even know why my Moss did that, but whatever. I just seen a video of him doing that on Twitter the other day. I'm like, what is this?
Huh. I didn't see that one.
Wouldn't mind seeing that. Like, you know how all LSU players, like in NFL, like they, well, at one point they did the, what dance was that?
I have no clue. Oh, they the Macarena?
They made a door and kicked it.
They did what?
They would like make a door and it would like start up top, go They would go up top, fingers together, go down, and then make a like a little rectangle.
Oh, okay.
And then
yeah.
they would kick through it. So all LSU players are doing that in the league. I think Madden had it at one point for like Steven Ridley and other guys like that, but I think anybody could do it. So I kind of want to see more specific celebrations to sign to certain players.
That'd be kind of cool, and then unlock it like would it be like Mortal Kombat unlocks, or would it would be yeah. like get the pay for them?
Mortal Kombat, you can probably do like level up stuff where if you like level up Mash, you can like play solos to unlock a random celebration, and then I guess they can do a set for it if you get too many of the same ones, you can just exchange them. Yeah, they can have some fun like that.
It seems like when you just said that right there, it kind of sucked the whole fun out of it. Like more sets to unlock things. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that sucks.
Don't do that. It's just an idea that they can do. They can also charge if they want to for premium celebrations and stuff like that.
It's an idea, but it's when you said it out loud that I realized like that's so mutt and so unfun right there.
Oh, but it's just really weird like, though that they kind of went down that like avenue with like Antonio Brown. Like he's the only one that's getting it from flipping to the end zone.
I thought it's supposed to be okay. Maybe you're right.
Did you see somebody else do that? Because the only person I seen do it was Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, yeah.
And so like the fact that they kind of like it's just another one of the things where you point out whether they're being lazy, that they can code the game for specific and certain celebrations for certain individuals, and yet they don't.
Yeah. No, I completely agree on that point, and more so the whole point when you just said that like. It's weird how I just like had a revelation when you talked about like sets and just I don't know if I've just become like so anti set and it's just not fun. Like when you said that, like I'm like I don't derive fun from sets or anything. And this whole game mode's based around sets. Like what am I doing? Right? I have fun playing head to head and stuff like that and building the roster. But like they need to do something else. They need to change up this whole sets thing. Like
so, yeah, so
this entire game mode is just sets. Like that's not it's once in a while it's fine, but after a while it's like again and again. This is all you have to offer
and
us.
Over and it's monotonous at that at one point. So when I said sets, I wasn't thinking of like the traditional Madden set. I was thinking of the MLB style.
No, I know what you're like saying. I know what you're saying. I'm not saying it's like, your point.
Yeah.
But I'm saying just sets in general. Like that's all this game is.
Yeah.
But
it's sets and solos and head to head.
It's just weird, and like obviously packs, but like that's all they've gotten from. There's no innovation.
Why innovate something that's already working, bro?
Because we're gonna get
when sales are down.
Yeah, we're gonna get sick of it. Like it's the perfect time to like Fortnite's. Like they could just rest on the laurels and be the biggest game, but no, they keep innovating.
Yeah, because they're creative individuals down there that probably have freedom to do whatever the hell they want to. That's PG, obviously. Like there's a lot of stuff people were saying they should add to the game. That they can't. And Fortnite can still and still like work on like deals with companies. Like if Fortnite teams up with Marvel, or teams up with DC, or teams up with Warner Brothers, because I think Warner Brothers owns DC still, they can do a lot of fun stuff people were actually willing to pay for.
That would be crazy. So to get like Superman off it, yeah.
They have more of a what you call it, free platform to do stuff on because they allow there's no NFL telling what they can and can't do. And the head honchos aren't as like starch and stiff as what EAs are.
I mean, it's still a AAA game development studio, so it's not like the business aspect's still there for that game.
Oh yeah, their whole thing is all about like selling stuff, content, and it can easily figure out a way to make more money if they just work on partnerships with other individuals. Like they can work on partnerships with people who play the game. Like I can't, it's gonna be a ninja Fortnite character eventually, you know that, right? He's gonna be in the game, and so like they can easily do that. Whereas Madden kind of has to get permission, and they don't do it as often. Like we're seeing them kind of go that direction with the competitive players being in Madden, but I'm pretty sure they get a bunch of approval for that.
Yeah,
W didn't get one. You saw that, right? W didn't get one.
Well, I know. It's something like they got their own tab too to promote competitive Madden. Do you see competitive Madden? Like, I think just viewership across the board. Like, this past weekend, I saw viewership, like, 2,000 people were watching the competitive Madden tournament. That seems ridiculously low, doesn't it?
Well, it's also, I don't know why. Like, it's just so, it's at the, well, for that, it's just, I'm getting fatigued of it because you just had a competitive tournament probably, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? And now having a month ago, actually, because Super Bowl's about a month ago. So it's been on, like, weekly, it feels like. So,
Ultimate League is weekly, yeah.
Yeah, how much more of this can you consume that's not the same thing you've been watching all the time? Like, it's not something I want to watch. Like, it's not TV. Like, it's not a scheduled program. I'm not going to watch this every week. Because the same shit. I get tired of watching The Flash and The Arrow and stuff on CW because it's the same shit. I'm not going to watch Ultimate League.
It's true. But, like, why do other esports do so well, though?
Because it's not the same shit.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's to a degree. I mean, it's the same maps on, like, CSGO and stuff.
I think probably because there's more skill and there's more at stake. But I don't know. Are CSGO tournaments every single week? Are they doing it every single week? I feel like Madden's kind of at this point just putting too much out there for people to consume, and people get full and they don't want to eat no more until they get hungry again.
True.
So I don't know. Are CSGO and fighting tournaments weekly? Because whenever I watch them, they seem to be like every like couple of months.
Yeah, I guess I don't really pay attention that much to competitive other games either. So, yeah, I actually don't know. But it just feels like, because like they were at 5K the week before, and they've been like 5K for a few weeks. And then this past week went down to 2K, which I also noticed my numbers on Twitch are a lot down. So I think it's just between football being over and Fortnite taking over the gaming scene, Madden numbers are just down.
Yeah, I think it's always Super Bowl time. So, yeah, the number goes down after that happens, and also EA's not doing anything interesting or entertaining to people to kind of want to like.
This does feel like watch it constantly. Yeah, I agree. It does feel like EA has really like dropped the ball on this off season. Does it feel that way? Like after the Super Bowl, they have to do a ton to keep people interested. Like this is supposed to be the best time of year, but like there was like 3 weeks between the NFL replays, the new promo, and then the next promo being Combine. Like there was nothing.
Nothing
besides for like the weekly content. Like they just let the entire population of Mutt slip away and get bored.
Mm-hmm. And they can do other stuff, obviously, like, you know, to keep like the new people who are getting into the game, because people get the game for free after EA Play is after EA Access.
Yeah,
like, the game is free after this rule for Xbox users, and they could do a lot of stuff to get more people interested in watching and engage the audience. Like they just. Like with Mud Drafts, they can update that, or with Weekendly, they can do stuff where you got to have an 85 or lower. They can try to get people invested into the game and interested by doing stuff like that. But right now, if you don't got a God Squad, you can't play. So why watch?
Yeah, I don't know. Is this the worst Mutt season we've seen? It's probably been the worst one since I've been a part of Mutt.
Well, this is the only Mutt season so far that we got that didn't consist of Ultimate Master or Midseason Master.
Also true. But like it felt like even last Mutt season, which a lot of people complain about, every Friday there was a new promo.
I don't remember last year around this time. I know I was still uploading last year, though. That's the thing about it. Like, I'm going to look at my channel right now and see what I was doing last year at this time, where it's like right now I'm kind of like, what do I do?
I gotcha. Yeah, I'm not like I'm more struggling for time than content right now because my content's basically just reviews, so mine doesn't really change too much. But
so like, it's not like, with me. It's not even like my content. It's mostly I just don't feel like uploading anything because I'm just kind of just want to chill and play Fortnite. Like I'm really loving Fortnite. Like I don't really want to play. I'll do Madden. I'll still play weekly. I'll still stream. Guys still want to see me do solos and stuff like that. But it's just like. I'd much rather do something else right now. Whereas last year, I think I was still like enjoying like making budget teams and chemistry shit.
Yeah, and that's one thing too with the budget teams being worth it and the chemistry being something that's legit. But like, I think like there's been a lot of talk of, like is Madden dead? Like, I don't think it's dead, but I don't think people are as into it as they should be.
Yeah, Madden's not dead. If Madden was dead, you know it. Like, you know Madden is not dead. What Madden is right now, it is just it's just the same thing every day, every week. So there's nothing really to break up what's going on. So because of that, it just feels that way because you're kind of bored. And yeah. So they're gonna add stuff eventually. It's just I'm pretty sure we're gonna have to wait 17 days until MLB The Show comes out for them to actually start adding stuff to the game.
Yeah, it's weird what a little bit of competition does, huh?
Yeah, it kind of it gets the juices flowing, man. You get into competition, you start trying to like start doing things you weren't doing before.
Yep.
And that's kind of how what EA is probably gonna start doing the next upcoming weeks. You're gonna start seeing them break, like, do all the tricks, bro, out here, ball behind their back, passing it on, dunking on people. Probably what's gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
So the Combine promo last year came out on March 3rd. 23rd, it looks like.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at your channel too.
And then I was streaming, testing. I did some bingo with Vic. I did a team build around Mike Wallace, the fast receiver in the game. Milestone Mike Wallace. Remember that card last year? Pittsburgh Kim plus.
Got speed. The plus one speed. Yeah, boost. The Pittsburgh Kim was so nice last year.
And then Ultimate Master was March 10th.
Okay, so it's actually earlier.
And Journey was March 10th. And then finishing up MVP Aaron Donald was 12th. And then just the Deion Sanders was 13th. So I guess we're about to, it looks like if the schedule stays on time, it's about to pick up in the next 4 days, according to my channel.
I'm pretty hyped for that.
And the Super Bowl pass, Kim team build. And then, oh, yeah. Team builds were so great last year, the chemistries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and your Mud Bingo did pretty well last year. At least people liked watching it.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring it back, but time with me and Vic.
But here's the thing with like with the budget team stuff. I noticed that doesn't do as well this year because everybody's got NAT teams.
Yeah, people get mad. Like, don't mention Sean Taylor or don't mention Gauntlet players. I'm like, what? Just go play the Gauntlet.
Yeah. It's made building teams worse, which sucks. Yeah. I noticed that like last year when I did those budget teams versus this year, almost nobody's only a few people are very excited about them.
Yeah, and then with thresholds being a thing, like if they don't hit the certain thing, and everybody thinks everything's a 91, which pisses me off. Everybody thinks everything from block shed to zone to man coverage is all at 91. Like, yeah. No, it's not. But okay, nope. I know zone is, but not everything is.
Nope. A lot of them are, but yeah, many of them aren't. A lot of them aren't even thresholded. Like, block shed's not thresholded.
And so it's and last year at this time we had Tuesday night drafts. Like, we had that last year too. Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll see a little bit of the drafts pick up with the draft update. But let's move on to you played a moderator in my stream, Mick Lovin, and you got absolutely glitched out the whole game. There's the Hail Mary glitch, the Bo Jackson QB counter glitch, the swerve glitch. All things I've put out on my channel. And Texas, how was the game to you?
Funny thing about it, I was actually laughing the entire time. I wasn't mad at all. Because first of all, I'm glad he didn't try to flood me. It was 28-21 was the score.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah.
It was 22-21 at one point, but I didn't get the onside kick. So that's how things go.
Yeah.
but it was actually interesting to see how broken this game is and how I'm rooting for them to be a tournament where it comes down to Skimbo versus Problem and it's just them throwing Hail Marys back and forth. Like, just absolutely make a joke out of this game because that is crazy. So the Hail Mary one is interesting because I thought at first when I did the replay that my cornerback just didn't have the speed to keep up with Julio Jones. But no, he did a false step for some reason. Like, he went back towards the quarterback, but then they told me that he played if he passed lead. Because I think this is before your video had came out when I played against him.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, so if you pass lead, this is the only time passing is useful. It's right now. And it's actually like it glitches out your cornerback. It glitches out 91 zone. And then so I was like, that's pretty interesting that the pass lead that Rex said is like a failure.
Target passing. My apologies.
Target passing, which Rex said is awful, and that they wasted their time on, is actually going to be helpful in this one instance.
Yeah, it helps break the game. Basically, double. Yeah, it goes back against Rex twice. It's not working for regular play, and it broke the game.
And so, yeah, I was like, this is pretty interesting. So I was like, all right, that's dope. And then the quarterback bow glitch, I think that's the worst one out of the bunch.
What?
The other ones you can prevent. Because you can just go back there and use. Now, of course, it leaves you open across the middle of the field. But then if he gets in the red zone, then as long as you don't give him a touchdown, you're good. Because you can still clamp him. Like, you can't throw the Hail Mary glitch at the 20-yard line. It's not going to work. But the bow one, because like all he hiked the ball and just wait. And then just get 6 or 7 yards of pop. I couldn't stop it to save my life.
Really?
I blitzed the cornerback. The fullback's there to block him. I blitzed both cornerbacks. Other cornerbacks didn't get there in time for Bo Jackson to do anything. Like, I ran commit, couldn't stop. I could not stop it with anything. I think that one is the worst glitch out of all of them. The swerve, that, I don't know. That one's
Well, hang on. Let me talk about that Bo one. Mm-hmm. So I put that Bo one on my channel like a couple months ago. That was in the video of the top five glitches of Madden 18. I'm surprised number one didn't catch on more. But that one was like number four, I think. And it's good, but I don't think it's that good. Like I was able to, like somebody, so it was funny. I posted that video. Then I played somebody, I think that night on stream, who literally used every single thing against me. I play under a lurk account. So they don't know it's me that they're playing. So, They used all these things against me, and that one he only used a couple times, and I shut it down both times. I like tackled him in the backfield, so I didn't think it was that good. But you're saying something that he was doing or the defense you were playing didn't allow it to be very good.
Yeah, I'll probably show you this off camera when we get off. This when we get off, like what was going on. But like the fact, because it's the acceleration glitch that's the issue. Like because Bo Jackson can just like. I don't know. It's like 9 on Excel. His Excel is ridiculous. So he would just hike the ball and not move and then run. And so he let the block set up and then go. Yeah. And so while doing that, nobody on my team, my user was getting blocked. This cornerback was getting blocked. The defensive line wouldn't get any block shed. And so the way he was running it, it just was something that I couldn't stop. Maybe there's a way to stop. Maybe I just suck. I do suck. I'm not that good at the game. I only run cover three. That's pretty much my entire defense. Cover three. Hopefully I get pressure with four.
Out of like 3-4?
3-4.
I think I was in 46, but yeah, go ahead.
So I got 99 block shed Vaughn, 99 block shed K1, 90 some block shed Bosa, and Ted Hendricks, 99 block shed Ted Hendricks. I couldn't literally stop this play. And so I was that one. Wow. I think is the worst because I have a great run blocking team, run stuffing team, and I could not stop this guy from running that the entire time. And then the swerve is, I don't like that one's weird because it's all about the animation, right? It's all about getting that right animation, and that's where it gets kind of annoying is if you catch the ball while running still. And so whenever I see a guy with Carmichael out there now, I kind of just go back there and try to user it. But I haven't really seen too many guys run it against me as frequently as they're probably going to start doing in the future.
So to shut down the Hail Mary glitch, just going to like cover zero – just go into man coverage, you won't be beat over the top if you have fast enough corners. As long as you're not running like Richard Sherman out there or something. So just go in like a cover zero blitz or something. Because they have to stand in the pocket and use target passing. And so if you blitz them, they can't move. And then so your cover zero won't get faked out by the target passing glitch because your man coverage doesn't get faked out. If they're doing the swerve glitch, just move your safeties in a cover two out towards the sideline a little bit more. It allows them to make better plays. And then click on before they can click on, and then you can intercept it pretty easily. So they're not uncounterable. They're not like super bad, but if you don't know what you're going against, you will have a bad time. Mm-hmm. But I expect that knowledge to get through the community pretty quick here. People this past few days have been tweeting at me and letting me know like their offense has never been better, and people are rage quitting because I'm like, oh god.
It's gonna be pretty bad for a while, but it's gonna bounce out like the market typically does. You're gonna see guys figure out what to do. To think about it is like, as long as you don't get a touchdown, because Madden, all this is try to score and hold your opponent to three. That's pretty much how you win games consistently.
Yeah.
So if they're gonna run that, just let them have anything underneath. Just make the tackle, and then when they get in the red zone, play your real defense.
Yeah, cover four, drop show two in the red zone.
Yes. That's pinch your defensive line, spread your linebackers, watch out for the pitch toss and pressure safeties and cornerbacks and win.
There it is. That's the key. That's the Madden 18 key. All right, so you talked about the competitive Madden using these glitches and exploits. The thing is, like, their tournaments are all pre-recorded, so they don't have these glitches and exploits. I mean, some of them probably know of it, a lot of them, but so they would have had to know, like, this target passing glitch weeks ago that Deuce Close found, but I think the championship game that I don't think is pre-recorded and they'll have to fly people back for, that'll be interesting to see, because I don't think they're going to patch this game anymore. The last patch happens in February. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they kind of have to at this point. Like, emergency patches needed. Like, take out target passing.
And or at least just make it so we can't audible in Hail Mary, and then you got it solved.
That'll work, yeah. You can't audible. Oh, my God, I'll be barking. Yeah, just take out. That'd be kind of smart. Yeah, you can't do a quick sentence. That'll fix that right there. And then for the other one, I guess just have more penalties and punishments that can happen.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't think the QB counter is bad, and the swerve glitch is It's okay, but it's not the. It's not like 100%. It's not the greatest.
Yeah, it's. It only if you have a good quarterback and you don't know what's coming, it's kind of frustrating. And funny because everybody always goes to that too. Like, so I noticed like before people would just go like pitch and toss on third and forever.
Yeah,
everybody just on third and forever, they just go right to that.
Yeah, third and forever, just run like deep ins or deep outs, hot route to the first down marker. That's been the money all year.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I threw a 28 yard out route the other day.
Especially if you throw it low, like a low in route, like the DBs won't react to it very well, and you'll be like, oh, money, here we go. Mm-hmm. A 28 yard out route. Yeah, it's completely legit. It works all the time.
It's one of the most fresh, stupid thing in this game. You can play sideline, the dude still hasn't played.
Yeah.
I love this game.
Yeah, their defensive adjustments are kind of bad. So the combine promo came out, and Shaquem Griffin got like a, what do you run, like a 4.38 or something?
4.38. Fastest linebacker at his weight to run that speed since 2003, since the combine actually was like televised.
Yeah. So do you think next year in the game he'll only have one arm or?
Nope. Oh, one hand, by the way.
Okay, one hand.
Yeah, he has two arms technically. He's going to have two arms because I don't think – so I was talking to my friend Jason about this on Twitter. Two things are going to happen next year. Two things may happen. One, he gets drafted and he's going to have two hands on his mutt card. And well, mutt card have one hand, but two hands in the actual game. Or EA does a marketing campaign around Shaquem Griffin and then they give him the one-handed Madden.
Well, I guess that's true, yeah.
Like I think they're either going to try to make money off of it by trying to sell more copies of Madden off of a feel-good story, off the back of an athlete who doesn't think he's disabled. He just thinks he just happens to have one hand. Because he's been on the Levitard show a lot of times until I listen to him. He's not disabled. He just has one hand. He can still do everything that we can do. He's caught interceptions with one hand. He torched fumbles with one hand. Like, he's great. So I think that's what one of the two things are going to happen next year. He's going to have two hands in Madden like Jason Pierre-Paul, or they're going to make a viral marketing campaign around him.
I think that just makes too much sense. Yeah.
Trying to get him drafted and stuff. Like, draft this man.
I mean, I think EA would be smart to go that route, right?
I think so, too. I mean, if I'm him, I don't want that because they're only doing it because it benefits them. They're not trying to help you out at all. But
isn't that what the world's about, though? Like, this is a corporation.
It's nice to be altruistic at times. It'd be kind of cool if EA did that and they donated the proceeds to, like, other... I don't know what one-handed organizations there are out there, but if they donated the money to charity, that'd be kind of dope, but they're not doing that. They're just going to pocket the profits and then give him his invisible hand in game. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be funny catching the pick with that guy next year, though. It's going to be both hands on the ball.
So the animations won't change? Like, they'll do, like, drag down tackles?
That's extra work for them. Yeah. That is extra work for them. They're not going to be out here making this guy catch the ball with one hand like Odell Beckham or forcing fumbles with his nub. It's just going to be like, he's going to punch the ball with his nub and it's going to be like a big gap there and that's where his hand would be.
That's what's going to happen. So they're just going to make it invisible, but yeah, it'll still affect the ball. Yeah,
this is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. You'll be running the ball, running with the ball and it's going to be in his hand, be in his other arm without the hand. It's just going to be stupid. Or better yet, it should be like Deion Sanders. You know how Deion Sanders carries the ball?
Yeah. That's how it's going to be next year, man. Just you got to do it that way, yeah.
It's going to be floating.
But it'll be in the invisible hand. It'll forget to put it in the right hand. Yeah,
that's what's going to happen. It'll be the greatest thing ever. But I think that's what EA is going to do. What do you think they're going to do next year with him and Madden?
Yeah, I think that at this point they kind of have to, like, I mean, is it that hard to take out the arm in animation? I don't know. But I would guess they are, just like JPP, they didn't do anything. I would guess they're not going to do anything.
They don't pay attention to enough detail. That's why Willie Snead still has black hair like Troy Polamalu and is long as hell, even though his hair in real life is short and yellow.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So we'll see, I guess, going forward. Hopefully they are able to animate it. Like, well, could he just wear like a big old like a club, though, going forward in the NFL?
I don't think he can. Well, I don't know if he can wear a club. That'd be an aid for him. Like, a club's cool if you have a broken hand, but it's not usually an aid with him. If he has a club, he can just start punching the ball in the piles and shit. I don't think that'd be fair.
Yeah, I guess it's the same thing that Oscar Pistorius, they made the big deal about him and his fake legs in the Olympics. So I don't know.
Well, A better example would be the kid that was wrestling in high school with one leg, and he was winning all his matches. And everyone was like, of course he's winning all his matches. He has one leg, so his upper body is, like, ridiculously stronger and heavier. But because he doesn't have 80 pounds weighing him down or 60 pounds in a leg, he can wrestle at a different weight. He will be able to wrestle at. So he's out here dominating these kids because he's much stronger and bigger than they are.
I never heard of that, but that makes a ton of sense. Yeah. That's funny.
It's not fair,
but I guess that's the move. If you want to be a big wrestler, start cutting off limbs.
Yeah, cut off both legs and just get your upper body strong and wrestle at like 105 and just fuck everybody up.
Well, could you cut off you could cut off your other appendage and go down to the females and then really dominate?
Only in Texas.
Only the Texas dude is that the
well, I thought, is I saw that where a you headline, go? I think in Texas I was like transgender woman. Who thinks it's a transgender man? So it's a girl that thinks she's a man. I think that's how that works.
Yeah, they take testosterone, right?
Yeah, she was a wrestling girl, so just fucking them up, like because they wouldn't let her wrestle. They wouldn't let her wrestle boys.
Yeah, and if you're on testosterone, you're essentially a boy at that point.
Yeah.
So
she was just fucking these girls up because she was actually a dude.
Yeah. Well, that'll happen. It's laws and that kind of stuff is yet to catch up. So let's move on to Madden 13 developers. You said they were really cool back then.
Wait, hold on real quick. I'm just checking my YouTube. Is a Chris Johnson picture the same background as this year's Combine card?
Let me take a look.
Because if that's the case, did EA just really copy and paste this promo?
You know the answer to that, Tex. Why would you ask
I do know
that?
The answer to that. But all right, so while you looked that up, you said you were asking Madden 13 developers being dope.
Yeah, you have experience back then, and what do you have to say about that?
All right, so back in the day, Madden 13, it wasn't like it was profitable, but it wasn't what this is right now. Where they're just trying to get money out of every pocket. The game was not as like great as we made it out to be because we just get nostalgic about it. Obviously, like there's some still issue with the game, but the developers for that game were pretty awesome. So an example I can give, like last week they gave Wyza, and what's the other person that in my comment section that said he got a free card as well that he didn't actually.
Oh, let me go back to it. Yeah, he had one put in his binder.
Yeah, so Madden 13, Wyza, and the other aforementioned person.
Well, he said he got it. He said he got it in like 16. So I don't know about 16? Him. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Okay, so at Madden 13, Wyza got a free AP. They used to do Twitter giveaways, but the giveaway wasn't like retweet and follow, which basically is the worst giveaway in the world to do because what ends up happening is you want more followers. You're not really trying to give away people who actually follow you. You're trying to give away people who you want more followers, and that's how you kind of game the system. So what they did was trivia. They did a March Madness promo in Madden 13. They're like, what school did Antonio Gates attend? And I put Kent State, and they gave me a free Antonio Gates.
Nice.
And they're like, yo, you got it right. So here's a free Antonio Gates. They're like, hey, if you want to pull some packs, let us know. We'll give you some coins. Drop your gamer tag down below. And so they would just give people enough coins to buy a bundle.
Wow.
Like, they were doing a bunch of cool things in that game. And so the developers seem like cool individuals. Now, this was like my first year in the YouTube, so I didn't have really any interactions with them. But I think in the future, maybe we'll get on E-Rock and maybe Wyza and other guys that were around at the time to talk about
that'd be great.
What the team did, because I have no recollection outside of the stuff that I've seen firsthand.
I think, I'd like to have them on for sure.
Yeah, because it seemed like a pretty cool team because they actually seemed to want the player to have fun playing their game.
Yeah, and you said that they all got sacked.
I believe they all got sacked. I know the main Twitter guy that we used to run, it doesn't work there no more. Hmm. Or at least I believe it doesn't work there anymore, but it may be the same development team, but I didn't know names until Madden 25.
Yeah, like how long has Billy Schatz been working there? He's been seemingly there for a long time.
I think he has been there for a while, but I couldn't tell you. I don't remember hearing his name until Madden 25. He might have been there at 13, or he might have just got there at 25. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. Yeah, because, like, it's obviously – it's become Madden's game mode. Like, this is Madden now. Kind of like how all of them are. It's because it's the biggest revenue generator, so they're putting, you know, this is where the main focus is. It's no longer so much in franchise, even though Rex said they're going to try and deliver something. So it's interesting that those guys that, like, started it up, like, and then 13, you say, is gone, are basically, they're the way they used to run it as good guys, it's no longer like just this offshoot mode off the main game that they're kind of having fun with. It's now like the serious business type of mode, whereas like this is literally what EA is running their company off of, is their FUT, MUT, HUT type of stuff. So I don't know, kind of weird how it's kind of evolved over the years. But you still think 18 is better than 13?
18 overall, better than 13? I would say so. But there is something about 13 that is just great with the packs, with the overalls of cards, because you can get a good team right away. And then the sets were, the rewards for sets were better. So there's a lot of stuff that I would still take with 18 overall is better for the longevity of the game.
Yeah.
Because like you get more use out, more play out of it.
That's very true. Because like with 13, is if you were getting like 99s out of a pack, like, after a while, like, what are you doing, like, to build your team? Like, what is there to do if you're getting?
Oh, yeah, it was just like, well, because rating. Well, I don't know if ratings actually matter, but they drop stuff then that, like, would entice you to change your team around. Because chemistry wasn't a thing back then, so just based off of favorite players and different personnel. I kind of want to see how 13 would play with 18 gameplay. Like, you just do a throwback to Madden 13, and then just give us the gameplay this year and the chemistry and see how that game would play.
I wonder how hard that would be. Like, is it possible to, like, control C, control V, the mutt mode on top of gameplay from the current game?
I think it would, considering that they haven't done that yet. Like, we haven't even got a control C, control V for the weekly matchup sets. We haven't got that at all. we haven't got the positionals like that in a minute as well, where we got to put specific cards in it, and which allowed you to pull packs like daily, and then with boosted odds at right outside linebacker, pulling that 95 DeMarcus Ware, who was a million coins. Like, we haven't got that. So it would be kind of tough because they don't seem to want to do anything or bring anything back from that game.
Yeah. And the thing with, like, the 13 developers, like, do you think if they just, like, gave, like, they can't do that anymore because people, like, are, they don't want to show favoritism, right? They can't just be giving away cards like that, like they did to Wiza.
Oh, they could. They got to be more transparent about it. They like doing things in the dark. Like, they like hiding in the shadows, and they're giving people cards and then them not mentioning they got the card from free from EA. They did it with a Michael Vick, and if they would have been more, they would have disclosed that they got the card from EA, things would have been different.
Yeah, but that is true.
To investigate and find out, like, you gave that card to that person. Like, stop it. Like they didn't. Like, come on.
Yeah, all the YouTubers that uploaded, I mean, it was a good idea for marketing, because all those YouTubers that uploaded the Mike Vick gameplay the day he dropped, basically came back to, like, mutt to make mutt videos to expose their audience to it. So in that aspect, it was smart for both parties.
Yeah, I agree.
But they needed to basically explain that they did that.
Yeah, they gotta be like, yo, we're gonna be giving cards away to these content creators. Be sure to check them out on YouTube, and then people will be like, they probably used to be mad about it because those guys are, they get mad, rich get richer, but at least be more publicly about it. They can just, and then they can also give cards to more people. As a probably, I'm not too sure the numbers are, how many people play Madden, but they can drop 100 of those Michael Vicks in people's binders.
Just randomly?
Just Nat Vicks with 25 game contracts on it. Just, you only get 25 games to use them. Have fun.
Oh. Yeah, that's not a bad point.
They can do stuff like that. They can do a lot of cool things. And the Madden 13 developers seem to actually want you to have fun playing the game, whereas this year, they kind of want you to spend money to have fun or play 45,000 hours in solos.
That's true. I mean, it is. I really can't argue with that. I mean, it's just the evolution of the game, and you can't say they've done wrong, because from a business standpoint, it's so much bigger now than it was, but from a player standpoint, I mean, every year it gets bigger. Clearly they're doing something right. What are they doing right that this we complain about this every week at one point or another, this game mode, but overall we still play it because we have fun. And then, so what are they doing right that keeps us coming back and expanding this game mode?
I think at this point we're just addicted. I think they're doing a lot of stuff wrong, and I don't know why we're still here. But I think at this point we're just addicted. Like, I think that's going on. Like, we've been burned so many times with shit, And we're going to keep getting burned. And we keep coming back to it, bro, because we love the way cocaine tastes, because cocaine's a hell of a drug.
But we have fun on cocaine, though, right?
Yeah, we have fun. We have, when things is going right, we have fun. But then we also, that the fun doesn't outweigh the bad that comes with it at times.
That's true. Expensive. But I don't know. It doesn't do your body as bad, right? You're not going to die from a heart attack early. Well, actually, what am I talking about?
I see you on street, bro. Like, you got to calm down with the rage and yelling at, like, Chad Johnson for not catching that pass.
Yeah, but
he not blocking.
Motherfucker should have blocked. Should have gotten in front of that guy.
It was Chris Johnson. What are you doing? He just, like, do-read right by him. And didn't pass block him. You were so tight about that.
I was so pissed off. You're right. You're 100% correct. Because he literally went shoulder to shoulder with Chris Johnson, and Chris Johnson stood still and let me get sacked. I was like, I blocked you for a goddamn reason, to pick up that goddamn blitz. Yeah. Anyways. And on that, like, so we were talking about MLB The Show and Diamond Dynasty a little bit earlier, but with that coming out and how much we've hated NAT cards, I've realized Diamond Dynasty is way worse than Mutt for NAT. Like, every single thing you get in-game outside of the stuff you can get from packs is non-auctionable, tradable. It's so many NAT sets that you waste so many coins putting into these sets, at least last year. I don't know how they're going to do it again this year, but so much of the rewards are NAT. Like, I didn't have an issue with it last year, but now looking at it again through, like, a wiser vision, why are we hyped for MLB when it's NAT MLB?
Well, I think because you can actually choose the Nat you want, whereas in Madden, the biggest complaint is you get stuck with Nat cards that you already have or cards you're not going to use. And so with MLB The Show, like last year, I willingly went into the red set for Barry Larkin.
Okay.
I didn't have to. I could have sold all the cards off. But yeah. I wanted Barry Larkin.
So that's a little bit fair different. Point.
Now, they did force you to do all the sets for Ken Griffey, I believe, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But those are some of the best players in the game that could get upgraded if they played well during the season. So those
only live players can get upgraded. The guys that are auctionable can get upgraded.
Diamonds couldn't get upgraded last year.
They all can get upgraded, but Larkin's like a legend and stuff. He wouldn't get upgraded.
Like if you did like the set for, because you had to collect.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, Joey Votto and stuff, I had to collect him diamond. I think I got him back as well.
Yeah.
And so like those players can have potential. Same thing with golds and stuff. They have potential to go up. So even though they're Nat, they still have room to grow if they have a great season.
That's true.
Whereas with Madden, like, if you want them to grow, you got to spend more coins. And so I think it's a little bit different type of Nat, because there you get to choose who you want. Here, you don't get to choose. If you get three Chris Harris's Nat, you get three Nat Chris Harris's. That's the way it goes. And there's no way to get rid of them other than to put them in elite token sets.
That's a damn good point. So it's like the choice versus the randomness of Nats and the choice of it. I guess that's true. We still have those. I mean, basically the promos in Mutt have turned into mini MLB promos where you put in all these guys into the set, then you get the NATs back and you get the MasterCard. Oftentimes the MasterCard's auctionable, whereas in MLB it wasn't auctionable. Like, I would think differently. If that MasterCard was auctionable, I think I'd like the game a lot better.
Yeah, I think MLB should go down that direction, because if somebody's willing to pay you to do all that work, then that should be auctionable. The thing about it is, I don't know what those cards would be going for. Like, what do you think Master Ken Griffey would have sold for yet last year?
Oh, oof.
Like, how many stubs?
Yeah, a couple million stubs.
Like, Jesus. How many stubs did you buy for $100?
Like 150,000.
So basically, that's like $2,000?
Yeah, probably $1,000 to $2,000 for a card.
And then you're set for the rest of the year if you did it done first. So it'd be more incentive. I'd think that would be something that they could do.
Yeah.
Better than what they got right now. So, but they're still constantly growing. I mean, I don't know who the people who are going down there are. I know, like, I think TD Barrett and Toke and maybe a few other MLB guys, but maybe they need somebody like you to go down there and be like, hey, make these cards auctionable.
Yeah, and you, it's funny. I've done a couple MLB videos already, and I could see them making the same mistake Mutt developers made. I don't know if you've been watching my MLB videos, but basically,
I've been watching, been keeping up with things that came out.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do another video. They there are thresholds that are going to be in MLB The Show 18 with fielding, and they're not going to reveal – they haven't revealed what those thresholds are. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Please don't do this to us. And then there's another one. So they've gone really heavy into collectibles too. So like the bobblehead collectibles that don't really do a whole lot. Maybe you could trade them in for something to help improve your team. They have other like uniform collectibles, but you can't actually equip the uniforms. So you can't actually put on like MLB uniforms and Diamond Dynasty. You have to create your own, but that's not a big deal. I'm fine with that. But anyways, so like they're going to put more collectibles in the packs. So you know how much we hate collectibles and packs and mutt, and the community outraged about that. And now thresholds again, and like, oh man, they're gonna learn a hard lesson this year.
That's gonna be kind of interesting to see how rapid that community gets about like knowing if certain ratings after a certain point matter anymore.
Yeah,
because that's kind of how we are right now.
Oh yeah, so it'll be, I don't know. It feels like if they'd pay attention to what's happening in Mutt and the feedback in this community, if they bring in like some of the YouTubers that are more involved in the actual game mode, that they'd hear this feedback. But I guess they're gonna make their mistakes and catch it on the chin like the Mutt Devs.
Yeah. Hey, I'm posting it this year, so if y'all want to fly me out to San Francisco, I'm down.
There it is. They're not listening. Those guys aren't listening to a Mutt podcast.
I mean, maybe somebody can relay the message. I mean, y'all need some more diversity in your program anyway. Just saying.
There it is. Threw down the gauntlet. Let's see if they get back to him.
I mean, I see all y'all. Y'all looking like a 1955 basketball team. I don't appreciate that.
I'm not gonna get into it. Isn't have you ever seen Ramon Russell?
Who?
Their lead guy? Their lead
the guy that was on stream this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like, Did you just pull that I have a black friend card on me? Did you just do that?
Oh, let's steer this back to the questions of the week. So right. It was in your comment section this past week.
Yes, sir.
Who do you have any questions for us, Tex, or which ones did you like? I got a couple here, and you wanna all right. Ask the question first.
All right, so I got one from Ball Hawk from 4 days ago. I don't know why it tells me he has 8 subscribers, but whatever. That's pretty cool because everybody's on his list at 0, so shout out to you. He says to us, y'all tripping, ... So you don't, so you got, what? You, so you get not, what the fuck? Okay, I got to read this the way he wrote it. So you get not credit for making a mistake, but fixing it after realize you're wrong. Yeah, y'all have no girlfriend or been in a real relationship. So I think what he was trying to say that, because it's what I'm just, this is a weird thing. It made sense in my head earlier, but now that I'm reading it, I'm just confused. I'm stuck on the bad grammar that's here, my Ball Hawk. What he's saying is about, we're talking about the draft champions of me not giving them any credit for doing their job or making mistakes. I'm not giving them any credit for fixing that mistake. And he's saying because I'm not giving any credit once they apologize for admitting they're wrong, I'm single. And I was talking to Gut Fox on a pre-show about this and why this made no sense outside of the bad grammar is because in a relationship, you kind of have to admit you're wrong to your girlfriend or boyfriend, because if you don't, you end up not having sex. And in this situation, I'm not trying to have sex at EA. I just want EA to do their job properly so I can do my job properly. So if they make mistakes and admit they made a mistake and fix it, that's not my problem to be out here giving credit for that. My job is to make fun of their mistake and then get paid off that. And so it's a little bit different. So I appreciate out here saying that, it, like, in the grand scheme of things, if somebody makes a mistake and they admit they're wrong, accept it and thank them for that. But EA is a little bit different than an actual real life relationship.
It does feel kind of like your content's based off of roasting EA. And I think everybody's content's roasting based off roasting them a little bit. And I think you need to be that way in order to have like a neutral eye. You can't just be constantly like, good job, EA, good job. And you can't just constantly be negative either. I think Texas he walks a good line between both being okay with what EA does and also criticizing them. So I think with the relationship, it has some merits being like, you got to be able to forgive people and say, okay, everybody makes mistakes. And that's where I disagreed with you last week on. I do think you should be able to forgive EA a little bit more because they are, in fact, human. Instead of just like some evil corporate machine thing that they've absorbed all these people into. So I can agree with both sides a little bit on that, but I guess that's my feelings on it.
Yeah, and I don't mind like in like certain situations, but if a company keeps making mistakes, bro, at some point you just can't be out here accepting that. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, no, it happens and it shouldn't happen. And I'm not giving no credit, again, with the credit for them fixing it because it shouldn't have been an issue in the first place. Make your game better.
Fair enough. Let's move on to the next one. So I got one from Mike Gershwiller. I don't want a free-to-play mutt. So this person doesn't want a Fortnite where they only sell skins or something. They don't want a free-to-play mutt. They like that there's both a way to grind and to pay for the cards. What do you think about that, Tech? Should it only be free-to-play?
Well, like, Fortnite's a little bit different because it's a singular thing, which is another thing I want to talk about with the competitive players. I think one of the guys put out a post on Twitter saying that the best player in Fortnite is miles better than this competition because he is the best. A reason why you can't do that with Madden and make the best player win all the damn times because too many variables are at play. And so Madden can't really be free to play with too many variables at play because you kind of got to get all this the team building aspect done right. But I would like a free-to-play mutt just because I think it'll be a nice mode for something different than what we got right now. Be kind of maybe it can be something they do for like over the summer. Just try it out, see if that actually is a way to go. But I would like to see them try something different because the way this game is going right now, like it's getting more and more expensive, and I don't think that's good for anybody in the long run. Besides EA,
I totally agree with that. The price of it's gone up, but here's the thing. About the free-to-play, like you said, the best Fortnite player is the best by a long shot. Are you talking about Ninja?
That's what the guy said. He said the best Fortnite player, Ninja, wins 99% of his matches, whereas the best Madden player wins 6 out of 10.
No, he doesn't. Ninja doesn't win 99% of his matches.
That's what Noble says. His name's Noble, Stevie Noble.
It's wrong. I've watched Ninja a little bit. He doesn't win 99%. He doesn't even win close to that. And the only reason so Fortnite has no matchmaking. Fortnite will send you in with everybody. So the reason he looks so good on stream is because he's going in with guys just starting the game along with veterans and stuff. Whereas, like, the Madden guys, this is basically if Problem was thrown in with rookie guys, rookie second string guys, all the way up to all Madden guys. So, like, it's different because he can look really good on stream because there's no matchmaking. So the fact that he wins a lot makes sense because he's played the game a lot more. So it's weird, like, when people say Fortnite's the perfect game for like competitive and that they would win, I laugh because there's bullet spray, there's all these casual things where like I don't know. I think people, this is a grass is always greener thing, whereas like I think Madden is equally as competitive as Fortnite is.
Gotcha. So I just sent you the post, and so I couldn't have said it better because like you made a lot more sense. This is why I fucks with you, Guffaws, because you'd be out here speaking that real.
Thanks,
Dex. And, like, you made a great point. I didn't even think of that. Like, the matchmaking is a little bit different. Competitive players are going up against other competitive players or going up against other guys that are actually not terrible. Like, so you're going to be playing against stuff, and with Madden, fluke shit can happen because it's Madden, and there's different things that can happen. Random block sheds, random drops, random tips. I threw a ball into my lineman's helmet the other day. No, my opponent threw a low pass. It bounced off his lineman's helmet. I picked it off.
Nice.
He threw a low pass. It's not what he intended, but it happened because it's just the way the game is going. So like a lot of that stuff, not worse Fortnite. Again, the game can be fluky with random RNG shit with not getting stuff, but it's, it looks like he's winning all his games because he's going against a bunch of 99 different people that aren't as good as he is, but is also not the best of the best Fortnite players.
No, I mean,
it's
like,
it's not competitive Fortnite.
So I'm reading the tweet you sent me, and it says, like, if you watch Ninja stream, he doesn't lose to anybody. I've literally watched Ninja lose one-on-one gunfights to people. Like, he wins a good majority of his games. He wins a lot of games, but he definitely loses. Like, this isn't like if you watch Problem Stream or any of the top competitive guys that have like a 98% win percentage against all Madden 1 competition, AKG went 99-1 in Weekend League. Like that is a better, more impressive record in Madden. Like these the people that say, oh, it's fluky, it's Madden. Like the top Fortnite guys, yeah, sure, they do lose, but like they win a lot. But the Madden guys do the same thing, and they're playing against literally matchmake, like against the best players in the game too. So it definitely feels a little disingenuous to say Fortnite's a better competitive game.
I took objection with this as well. Hey, you know what we should do? It'd be kind of good going forward. We should get somebody on here that says something stupid and just to talk about it. And then just didn't when we get done talking about that, just get him off the show. And then just continue our regular show. And get him on here to defend himself about his stupid post.
Isn't that what the whole the comment section's for? So that way they can say something stupid, we can roast them?
I kind of want to hear Stevie J talk about this live so I can see if he makes sense. Because I feel like he'd be one of those person that'd be like, wait a minute, let me think real quick.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Let me see if I can make this make sense, even though it doesn't make any sense. Cause like that's dumb. I don't know how I got 59 likes. Y'all be out here just slurping dudes, bro. You listening, but people would be liking. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, I mean, like I said last week, it's just easier to get likes and retweets hating than it is to be positive.
Yeah. But back to your question about Fortnite, right?
Free to play mutt.
Free to play mutt. I want to see it. I would like to see free to play mutt because right now it is technically free to play, but it's not really. It's kind of, in your words, it's put 30 hours in a week to play.
Yeah,
40 hours a week into play. Because I'm trying to do the math right now. If you do the solo challenges plus the objectives plus like the head to head stuff that head to head won't count. You have a good enough team, gauntlet and all that stuff. It probably would be, if you were to try to make a decent team right now, it'd probably be closer to 40 hours.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If they make this mutt free to play and you can only grind for your stuff, guess who's paying a guy to grind? Two thumbs pointing at this guy. Like, I literally don't have the fucking time during the day. Like, I work at a full-time job editing videos, streaming head-to-head. Like, I don't have that much time to grind solos. So it's me and I'm sure many other YouTubers right now already pay solo grinders. So it's just one way or another, it's going to be free to play. It's kind of like this goes back to like the coin selling issue, and it's something I was talking about on stream this week. Like, here's the thing with coin selling, where it's like I want EA to remember how there's that huge blowback with MMG and the Madden Mobile. Selling coins. I'm like, I like that. I want them to sell coins because then we can get rid of this loot box stuff where you're only getting a random chance and you could actually buy coins just like MLB and then buy the player you want, which is great. Exactly what I want. And then like people are like, but they said somebody in the stream was arguing with me. They're saying, but they said a while back that buying coins unbalances the economy. I'm like, it's different between EA selling coins with their IP versus a third party selling coins off EA's IP. This is basically like I said, say somebody took my YouTube videos, downloaded them, then uploaded to their own channel, but then put fewer ads on them. And that's the same thing as somebody selling EA's coins and EA's view. So basically it's taking that stuff and making profit on their own. So from EA selling it, them being fine with it versus a third party and them not being fine with it.
I agree.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's kind of, I don't know, whole little rant there. All right, next question. What do you got?
All right, I got one from my man Justin Goodwin. He wrote, great job on the podcast this week. Keep improving. Appreciate that. Nice, kind words. He says, his question is, he knows the gameplay guys are actually busy tuning the game, which remains to be seen if you play the game. You know what I'm saying? But what are the countless number of people working on content actually doing? Why not have a promo always going on? It can't take months to set up the same promo as the month before. Go, Gut Fox. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I agree. And the fact that we got that last year for a lot of Fridays, we got a content, but we wanted more weekly content. Like it's weird how much money this game makes with what feels like a skeleton crew. Like he says there's a lot of people working on it, when in fact they could easily have twice as many people and still be profitable as hell. So I think a lot of people have moved on to next year's game also, both for content. Gameplay guys, we saw from Rex back in – what month was our Rex podcast?
So like, that was before November, or before Thanksgiving, actually. Might have been like beginning of November.
Okay, so beginning of November, he said 90% of gameplay guys are working on 19 already. So the Mutt gameplay, the Mutt guys always put out, they have to like continually putting out new content, but during the summer and in the spring here, they have to work on 19 ratings, player card art, and all that, that goodness. So I don't know if they have like half the Mutt guys. What would you say? How many people do you think is left working on Mutt in 18, Tex?
Mutt's 18.
For content only.
Well, I was trying to think, because like, so replays is just basically the same background, copy paste the card, ratings. And then you have seven people.
I think seven total people.
I think seven total people, because you got one for the card art, you got one for the ratings, you got one to test, maybe two test out stuff, and then the guy for pack content. And then a guy throwing darts at a dartboard for the choices of cards.
I feel like this is like, and then like two guys screwing in a light bulb and three guys watching them.
Yeah, one guy, one supervising, because the other guy supervising ain't doing shit on his computer or his phone in his office, just sitting there looking stupid.
HR.
Like he's working.
Yep, don't forget about HR and the accountant. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's probably nine people actually if you count those people.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta get the bureaucracy, the bloat. And then don't forget about the supervisors. And then the intern. Yeah.
And then the intern who gets coffee for him.
Nice. The classic. Classic.
So it's probably more, but I think probably 9 to 15 seems like fair.
Yeah. I think that's fine. So next question. I have a question. When is the Mutt team going to put out new solo challenges from the Grinders? This is from E.B. Grimley. Do you think we haven't had a lot of solo content, Texas?
I don't think that's the case. I think the solo content has just not been what we want. Like, I want moments, and so I'm at the point now where I'm paying to play solos. Like, instead of playing the full game solos for the boss battles, I'm paying $1 a week. I don't care. So I can play moments. I want moments. I don't want full game solos. I mean, we just got the combine solos, which are full. Somebody in my stream said he'd rather play 22 moments than 11 full games. So I'm like, yeah, I'm right there with you, because I think that's where it comes down to. I think they're not dropping enough solos that we want, but we're getting solos. Like, we're just not really getting the ones we want. We're getting the quick snap, which is shitty. We're getting the Wednesday solos that give you contracts, which is shitty. And then we get the weekly promo where nobody wants to play the first half, but it takes like an hour and a half to knock out the first six solos. And then the ones that we want to play are on Friday. So we're not getting good solos, I'll say. We're getting solos, just not good ones.
So it's not necessarily the amount of content, but the quality of the content.
Yeah, like nobody at this point wants simulation solos. Nobody at this point wants competitive solos. We want arcade, and we want moments. I wouldn't mind paying sim on moments or competitive moments, but don't give me full game simulation solos. Stop. Don't do that to me. Like, you're just punching me in the dick every time. Like, nobody wants that. You know we don't want that, and it's not fun to play. And so I think if they were to give us something, like, I don't know why they stopped doing the gauntlet, man. They could have kept the gauntlet going all year. They could have kept that going all year long.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just work for them. It's work for them to put it out every week, right?
Or, well, the gauntlet leash is kind of the same amount of work as they're doing with the boss battles. But they could have, like, extended the gauntlet solos 5 a week for maybe every 3 weeks or so, something like that. Or 15 a week.
True.
They could do stuff like that. They keep giving us trophies, keep giving us players, and they could have just extended that to the gauntlet or to the boss battles promo.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's a good point. All right, what are the questions? Sorry, I promised earlier my stream was going to start right now. What?
Oh, let's keep going. We're going to wrap this up. All right, so we got two more from my man Colin McCarthy. Shout out to you. CMC, hey. See what I did there? See what it's like, no? Okay. He has two questions, one of them.
I got you.
He says he has a couple different questions, so to get our opinions on it. So, first one, what could they do to improve the Mutt level system for 19? And he gives his suggestion. He thinks that they should drop all Mutt levels up to 55 on day one with progressive rewards throughout levels and then allow the player to prestige like COD. But maybe don't allow XP to be attained once a solo is done. They could update levels rewards each month to freshen up content, as well as make a prestige MasterCard in addition to the Mutt MasterCard.
I love it. I think it was a great suggestions, Texas.
So, like, I like it too. The thing about it is with the levels, getting level 55 in one day, it's not going to be possible, obviously. I like the way they have it capped off, so that way they can kind of keep people from getting like cool rewards. But the thing is, what happens at level 55 if you're getting the game in March? Like, are you still going to get 90 overall cards that aren't really applicable to your team? Like, they would constantly have to keep updating the rewards, which may make some people angry if they do all those solos and get to a certain level that cannot, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be kind of interesting to see how they would do the rewards. That's the only thing that I don't know how they would fix, but I do love the prestige idea. I love not being able to farm one solo and over again. And so that could help mitigate some of the issues if you do all the solos in the game and play head-to-head, but I just don't know how the rewards are personally.
The end game content. I mean, a 95 right now is competitive.
I'm just thinking, like, if you level 55 day one and like the reward was a 90 overall Antonio Brown level 55, how would that compare now? Like, it's not going to be usable.
Probably
if you just get the game now, like, that's not going to be a card like 86 speed Antonio Brown.
That's true.
Like, the way they have it right now is kind of good structured because level 55 or level 50, you got the best of the best pack, which gave you 96 or higher? That was dope. They're not giving 96s out in August.
It'll be a pack. I mean, I don't see why they can't just keep going with that. Like, because a pack automatically updates with what cards are in the game.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool if they did that, but yeah, I guess you can find ways around. You're right about that. 90 plus, and then just keep going from there, except for when somebody pulls 90 overall, 90 overall, 91 overall, and they're mad about it. I guess that makes sense.
Better like end game content. Like, World of Warcraft at their level cap had like raids and stuff, so something like some sort of level cap raids that keep you up to date with the highest overall stuff would be the way to go.
I gotcha. Yeah, I think maybe the prestiging thing, like right now, like, since level 50 is the max, if I could prestige and go back down to level 40 and start to grind over again. And then once I prestige enough, get enough prestige tokens, I can like put those into like a master set. I think that might be
the
best way to go about it. Keep locking us out of like the max level, like keep making it like the max, and then letting us prestige down back to the former, and then going up again and getting tokens enough for us to be able to, you know, like get 5 tokens, get you like a 99 overall guaranteed, or whatever that comes out.
Yeah, I do agree. Like, the prestige to keep getting rewards for the levels is fine. I mean, or they could just do it. They could tell us we're going to increase it, you know, 10 levels every month, just to keep us going at the start of the month. But
yeah,
there's a few ways they can do it. Both fine. All right. Yeah. Any other questions?
Last one from my man Colin. He says, what other solos can EA incorporate so that it's not all solo grinders have the same teams? I think they should bring back Mud 16's Journey, where you get packs along the way, in addition to the Gauntlet Nat cards. So what solos do you think EA should incorporate so that solo grinders don't have the same team?
I think 100%. If you get rid of the NATs, just give them packs and coins and let them build their own team. That's exactly what Mud's all about.
Yeah, give us a choice of a NAT or coins. I think that'll probably be the best way. And to make the solo challenges a little bit different, I saw in Hutt that they have, this is interesting, they have solo challenges, right, that you can play with your friend.
I like that.
You get into a lobby and you link up with your friend and you both knock out 8 solos for like rewards. So you got co-op solo challenges.
I think that's an amazing way to build community. Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool if you can get into a solo challenge where you got to like throw a touchdown pass like a Mud Squads type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw a touchdown pass and run to the receiver that your friend's user.
I'm not gonna say I'm taking credit for this, but I guarantee I put this into a video either in Mutt 15 or 16 suggesting that exact same thing.
And Hutt took it, so go contact. Well, it's kind of funny that they watch your videos, but EA guys don't.
I'm just kidding. It's one of those things that's easy to come on from two different ways. You know.
One of those ideas.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's something that'd be kind of cool to see in Madden next year. But like with the Nat players and stuff, that teams aren't the same. Make exchange sets. All I really got to do, like, if I want to put in 290 overalls for a 90 that's auctionable, let me do that so I can sell that card and go ahead and get my coins back. The Nat probably would be eliminated if there was an exchange set for them, besides tokens. But that's not what the case is. So people get a card they're stuck with and they just keep it because there's no point in getting rid of it for no reason.
Yeah. All right. Any last words? Mine last words will be like, let's hope this Mutt draft update's awesome and down with Nat 18.
I was going to ask you when they update Mutt drafts. Like, you know the day? Like, you know, like, it's going to be this week, next week, MLB The Show week.
I wish I knew, but I don't. I can look into my crystal ball, but I unfortunately do not have the plug on that.
I don't either. So we'll find out soon. So hopefully we have some fun the next couple days. According to the last year's schedule, it looks like a crazy content week might be upon us.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Texas, thanks. And that is Muttmen episode 102. Everybody check us out and rate us there on iTunes if you're listening there. Otherwise, let us know in the comments your thoughts and questions for next week. Take it easy, Texas. Have a great week.
Bye.